Yesterday was International Museum Day. It's an observation marked since 1977 around the world. We thought we'd extend the celebration one more day with our usual Thursday exhibit pulled from our archives. In 2000, I visited the Fort Smith Museum of History as the staff there prepared to acknowledge the 90th anniversary of the museum.
There are tens of thousands of museums in the United States. That might give the impression that there is not much more to running a museum than collecting a few artifacts and putting them in cases. Of course, there is plenty more to it than that. The Fort Smith Museum of History is challenging patrons to think about the processes involved in operating a museum as part of its 90th anniversary celebration. Over 3,000 school children tour the Fort Smith Museum of History each year. They see displays that document the city's mark on the American landscape. Displays about Judge Isaac Parker, Camp Chaffee included. Lately, though, students, as well as the museum's other visitors, can walk through an exhibit designed to let them think about how they would build and operate a museum. The exhibit opens with a photograph of the Old Commissary Museum, which opened in Fort Smith in 1910. Leslie Sibilic is curator of the Fort Smith Museum of History.
And what we did with the 90 Years of History exhibit is really play with the idea of what goes into creating a museum. There's questions about what would you pick, what kind of stories do you think are important. Some things people might remember. We do have the giant killer clam from the Marshall Islands that supposedly was from one of the sites of the atomic test bomb. I'm not vouching for it. That's just on the records. A couple other things, some of the saddles and spinning wheels and things like that people are familiar with, not just from here, but from a lot of local history museums. It's the kind of thing that most of them tend to accumulate.
Under the picture of the old commissary is a question directed to patrons. It's a question that still resonates throughout the Ozarks 9 decades later.
You are supposed to be worried about the fate of a small stone building. It's one of the oldest structures left in town. And the question is, do you decide to save the building or not? The labels are designed to be read even by school students, so they're pretty simple. But hopefully people will think about some of the different things that might be involved with saving a stone building. Do you have the money? Do you have the knowledge? And you are supposed to decide yes or no. Do you save the building or not?
Here, the exhibit veers in two directions, depending on how you answered the question of the old commissary survival. Pick yes, you'd keep the building, and you see more of the display. If you decided to raise the building, you are turned in another direction.
It's a small display of yes, garbage, because one of the things that the old commissary kind of helped to instigate was saving or thinking about preserving the fort complex in the area around Belle Point. Many people in Fort Smith probably are familiar with it, or at least remember the event. People outside this region might not know that the area where now the National Historic Site is, part of that was basically a slum, a squatter's camp called Coke Hill, and it could be argued that the commissary building and saving that and starting the process of preserving the history of the region ended up as involved with, you know, clearing that area, restoring at least part of the fort buildings, not really restoring them, but kind of excavating those ruins and creating a park out of that.
Sibilic says the idea is that the decision in 1910 to save the old commissary might seem like a small one today, but it was a choice that had ramifications. There are other decisions a curator, CEO, or board of directors must make as well. What stories do you tell in your museum? Do you accept only items pertaining to those stories, or do you take anything donated to you, despite your finite amount of space? And, perhaps most importantly, how do you display what you have? Sibilic steps to a glass and wood case intended to represent one approach to showcasing artifacts. She calls the case the Cabinet of Curiosities.
You have everything from the killer clam and the metal automatic alligator to a dice game. There's a bust of JFK, cigarette box, hat box, jewelry, kind of reminiscent of how a lot of these things were displayed at one time.
That kitchen sink approach of randomly dispersing interesting items with no real continuity lets visitors realize that part of a museum's mission is to address context.
If someone comes over here and they look through this case, are you going to know, without any real organization, that a couple of these things, like the Fort Smith street fair buttons, clearly relate to local history, but actually do fit in one sense with the Mardi Gras program, because in the early 1900s here in town, when they're trying to encourage downtown business by developing the street fair, their claims were that their festival was going to be as good, if not better, than the New Orleans Mardi Gras. But without really having some kind of display order to tell that story, you won't necessarily get that from looking in a case of miscellaneous stuff.
Sibilic says a good exhibit relates subjects and issues to people while attempting to represent as many viewpoints as possible. She says she hopes the current display offers an insight to the balancing act behind an exhibit. She uses a current exhibit on fires in the Fort Smith Museum as an example. She says, should the focus be on the fires, the buildings destroyed by fire, firefighters in the city over the past century, or maybe something less glamorous but equally vital?
Sewer and water pipe systems. Not an exciting story, not something we often think about for a museum exhibit, but just as crucial as anything else to dealing with something like fire prevention. And in fact, for Fort Smith, when they finally did develop a water system, that was a huge accomplishment. That's probably a milestone for the city, and yet it's not really something that we deal with today.
That story first aired on Ozarks at Large in 2000, as the Fort Smith Museum of History planned for the celebration of its then 90th anniversary. We have an archive story on most Thursday editions of Ozarks at Large, and we selected that one in honor of International Museum Day, marked around the world yesterday. If you'd like to learn more about the Fort Smith Museum of History, you can go online to fortsmithmuseum.org.